Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
With a jury decision condemning Tsarnaev to death, the Boston Marathon finish line has again become a place to reflect on everything that's happened in the past 2 years. WBUR's Kurt Nikisch found lots of people there looking for closure now that the trial is over.
One person left flowers. Some people took pictures. Others shared their feelings.
Sounds weird to say, but it's good to see justice is finally being done.
Andrew Reinhardt was leaving work for the day. From his office, he can see the yellow and blue finish line. He supports the death sentence.
I'm glad to see it finally close the books on it, and we can talk more about the positives of the city than the sad stuff.
Not everyone expects closure. Susan Cheever from Cambridge says she wishes the jury had chosen life in prison for Tsarnaev.
I just feel like it's going to go on and on forever because, you know, there's going to be so many appeals. And I also think he's going to be really made into a martyr. I just wish it was over with.
But for Issa McCutcheon, it is over with.
I agree with the sentence, absolutely.
McCutcheon is visiting Boston from New Jersey. She's here for a cancer walk this weekend.
It's been too long since, you know, the terrorists are here. I lost a best friend in 9/11 in the towers, and it's just not stopping.
Her reaction when she heard the news that the jury had sentenced Jahar Tsarnaev to death? Okay, good. Closure to that. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nikisch.